Fallon. Okay, it is 6:13, and I am ready to call. Bill, do you want to call roll? Bill?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was muted. I don't know who's on the committee. I don't have a list.
Okay, I'm going to take roll. Teresa Allen is present. David Bass is not. Bill Crozier?
Yeah, I'm here.
Anissa Faruqi? Not hearing Anissa. Lyndon? Not hearing Lyndon. Tom Harper?
Here.
Thank you, Tom. Wally James? Not hearing Wally. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Great. Robin Lewis? Not hearing Robin. Carol McGregor? Not hearing Carol. Darrell Robbins? Not hearing Darrell. Nancy Zabarnaratomi?
Present.
Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shafto? Not hearing Deb. Jim Sheridan? Not hearing Jim. Venetia Williams? Not hearing Venetia. Rob Lee? Not hearing Rob. Bruce Greif? Not hearing Bruce. Grief. Okay, not hearing Bruce. Okay, is there anyone on the call whose name I did not call out? Okay. I'm sorry?
Luke Zach.
Who is speaking?
Tom.
Oh. Hi, Tom. Go ahead.
Robin Lewis was just here on the call, and she keeps on getting knocked off for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, well, dear. She has the number. We'll just have to hope she calls until she gets in, because I'm not muting anybody. I'm not controlling who calls in. Hello? Hello? Okay. Well, are you there, Robin? Okay. The first item on the agenda, well, I'm going to tell you the agenda. Item 2 is approving the agenda. Item 3 is approve the minutes. Item 4 is a report from either development director or general manager. Item 5 is the pledge drive, which is the 4th through the 27th, I believe. And B is special promotions, and C is other. Item 6 is outreach issues, and I have 4 items under that, which is A, social media, B, website, C, email blast, and D, other special efforts to reach listeners. Item 7 is new business. Item 8 is set meeting. Number 9 is adjourn. Okay, so I think I did hear Robin. So we'll just wait until somebody gives a report, and if she's if her phone is working, then we'll get a report. All right, is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved without objection.
Oh, it's Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Sorry, I had to unmute. Could you find out anything about Facebook fundraising? Or you could just include that in fundraising, I guess, but it's not Fund Drive. But
we can talk about that in other. We just had a meeting yesterday. And Hank talked to us. Okay. I sent out the minutes of January the 19th of 2021. Does anybody have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, they are approved without objection. All right. Item number 4 is a report from the general manager or development director. Is Robin available at this time?
Robin tried to get back in, and she's not able to do it.
Wow.
Well, I do have my cell phone. I could call her. I do not know why she can't get in on the Maestro number.
Her phone keeps cutting off. I even tried her on the phone, and her phone, she says hello, and I said, I'm going to merge you in the call, and then she... I lost her, so she's having
to reboot her phone.
Yeah, or that, and if that doesn't work, could we ask her when she wants to do it and reschedule? because I don't know why we want to spend a bunch of time when we can't, we don't do anything. We won't be able to do anything, really. That's my suggestion.
Well, let's just try to make this as brief as possible, unless she calls in to give her report. If we need to reschedule it for next week, we could do that, although next week I believe I have a meeting at 7:30. So if we had it next week this time, we could have a meeting that lasts only an hour and a half. That we could get it done. But let's move on with the agenda and just see what we can contribute. The pledge drive starts on the 4th. I am willing to call people to see if they would like to to give money for a challenge grant. Is there anyone else on this committee that is willing to either just at least reach out to either an individual or themselves and contribute to a challenge grant? Would you like to say that now?
Yeah, I'm willing to do it.
I'll contribute.
Okay. All right.
No, let's call your friends up and explain to them what they're donating for and offer them a challenge grant. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I tell you, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do two things. I'm going to call my friends, and I'm going to send out an email. And I'm going to ask them if they would like to contribute to a challenge grant. If they don't want to do that, I'm going to ask them if they have a favorite charity. And I'm going to ask them if they would like to issue a challenge, for example, during a show, to match what is donated to KPFT and give it to that charity.
Bill for the stack.
So people on air could say, and they might even choose to interview someone with that charity. It could be the Blues Society. If you're fond of the Blues Society,
Nancy,
for example, you could say, yes, just let me finish my thought. So I'm going to approach it from two angles, either approach people to see if they would like to participate in a challenge or either by giving directly to KPFT to encourage donors or by some sort of challenge involving their favorite charity if people go donate to KPFT. So, Bill, you're next.
Okay, thanks. I really think you should talk to Robin first or David because, you know, things are different with pre-recording stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, Robin's been a big proponent of challenge grants in the past. I think it's a good idea, too. But there's more work, and you have to track how many people have donated. And, you know, if it's not done in real time, you can't tell people, well, you know, we've reached our goal of, you know, 5 matches or $1,000 or whatever it's going to be because, you know, typically there's a limit on a challenge, you know, we'll match up to a certain amount. And, you know, you kind of need to let people know when you've reached that, I think. But I just think you should ask her and see if she still wants to do that. Plus, being pre-recorded anyway, you've got to, you know, the shows for Thursday, for example, are probably already done and in the works. Of course, it could be done for next week, perhaps, or later. But I just think we should coordinate with her. And maybe there's a chance we'll be getting some live shows. I think that was one of the things David wanted to try to do, but he's got his hands so full. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Well, I don't know if you have, but, you know, if we're going to be getting any live shows during the fund drive, that would sure make this easier and as well as other things, too. Like, it'll make the whole fund drive work better,
I understand, absolutely, and I will talk, I'm going to, before I give it to you, Nancy, I'm going to answer his question or respond to his statement. I did something similar a show last month, or I guess it was in December, and I said I will give money to X charity up to X amount, of matching whatever is donated to this show on KPFT. And I think $498 was donated. Robin was able to give me that figure, I guess, about a week later. So that show had the money in hand, and I just sent a check to that charity. And the programmer interviewed that charity and was very happy to interview that charity. And I'd like to set something similar up. It was the Northwest Assistance Ministries, which is about 20 different temples, synagogues, churches that have like 20 different services. That I will discuss it with Robin, but we will definitely take into consideration Plugola Payola. But I do want to ask people if they would like to set something up, and they could work it through Robin. All right, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I wanted to clarify. I'm sorry, I could not understand what you're saying. That you ask people to donate to KPFT, and if they do, someone is going to give the same amount to another nonprofit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So people know that they can give to KPFT. No money from KPFT goes to the charity, but you've got some other person. And I might call a friend and say, do you like the Blues Society so much that if people donate up to $500 to the Blues Society, that you would give a donation to Blues Society? So that's an incentive for somebody to give to KPFT, knowing that, you know, that they can help two charities.
Interesting.
And it's
Thank
a good
you.
Opportunity to kind of spread the idea of us as a community radio station by helping other nonprofits. So, but I will run this by Robin. Okay. Any other ideas of how we can help with this pledge drive?
I believe Nancy was next.
Well, she did ask
her
question.
Yeah, I got it done. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have any ideas of how we can help?
If you remember, I discussed yesterday with you about getting these programmers a goal and have them compete for.
Yes. Go ahead and tell people your idea, which I think also needs to be run by Robin.
Okay, my idea, everybody, is for each programmer to set a goal and award this programmer, let's say, some tickets to the football game, baseball game, whatever, you know, something that's worthwhile to make them thrive to make more money for the station. I think that, you know, make it a competition. You know, I think that would be a good idea. So what do y'all think about that? Hello?
Who is that? Who said something?
I don't know.
Was that
I'll
Tom?
Go ahead.
Here.
He was just seeing if we were here or not.
Bill for stock.
I'll go if no one's going to talk.
Go ahead, Bill, and then Wendy.
Well, thanks for the idea, Tom. I suggest you to ask Robin because, I don't want to complicate things for them, and if this is stuff they're going to have to carry out. But it's maybe worth trying.
Well, Bill?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see if we can, get some type of competition going. So that way these programmers can look, for something to look forward to. you know, that would, you know, give people initiative to work harder for the station to raise money. And, you know, that's all there is to it, you know.
Yeah, thanks.
So that's why
I think that it's great to have a competition with either a prize or some sort of acknowledgement. And I think not enough programmers actually get an acknowledgement. Wendy, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think it should go on our list. We should have like a big list that we want to, you know, just our little ideas. I mean, and none of them are especially original or anything. I think probably that's been done before. But as I said before, you know, nobody's really been talking to the programmers for quite a long time. So I'm interested to know what strategies our new manager might have, because I'm sure he's got some, you know. As I said last time, there's a lot of things that are proven to work at raising money. I mean, the main thing is that we've got to have more listeners. So it might be, you know, more enticing to have a prize for the audience. We just got to somehow get people excited on both sides, the programmers and the general manager. And just having a new general manager often does it, you know, invigorates people to a certain extent, at least until they find out whatever they're trying to find out, you know. But
I'm not sure we ever did have a press release announcing we had a new GM.
It's not even on the website, or it wasn't last time I checked. But at least, you know, he told the programmers that he's here. And so anyway, that's what I'm saying is we really need them, Robin and David, to see what, you know, they probably are making a plan or have some kind of a plan. And so we want to know how we can help them in that. It might be a little much to come up with a prize, especially when there's like an event. There's no events right now still, you know, and all that. Maybe this first fund drive is more of a let's kind of do what we can. I wouldn't even go for supporting other charities at this time unless it was something like really COVID-related or something super timely right now that's exciting, you know, and like KPFK, I think it was, had a big success with helping earthquake victims in Haiti, you know. That was just right when it had happened, and it was the freshest thing, and lots of people contribute. But anyway, so you don't want to have any kind of big initiative that isn't going to kick ass, you know. So anyway, that's I like that idea, and I think we should all be putting down our ideas and see what the manager has to tell us. Maybe he has to tell us an email because he's too busy. I don't know. But I hope Robert and or David can talk to us pretty soon, and we can help
Bill.
Thank
Sorry.
You, Wendy.
Bill again for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, another thing to think about is I'm trying to, you know, again, not trying to think how we can help them rather than generate more work for them. And one of the things, if the station collects money that you're going to share with another organization, the FCC requires that you get preclearance on that. You have to get approval first. And, you know, they'll probably say, okay, they certainly did it for the Haiti relief. I remember that several years ago, several of the stations did that. And KPFK has done it for some other things too. But, you know, we don't want to run afoul of the FCC. Our license is coming up for renewal this year and like in a few months. And so we
but
need
I
to be careful.
But I don't think it, we have to get approval from the FCC
if people are not
giving money to KPFT and then KPFT gives it to Haiti.
Oh, it's the match
it
that would be. Oh,
with,
I see. You're right. Okay.
It has to do with whether you're changing your programming substantially to accommodate this other fundraising thing, and we would already be in pledge drive. And so I think they do it.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
Forgoing the thank you gift, you know, and then they get that much money or whatever, however it is. But it takes staff and monitoring to set it all up, too.
And track it, yeah.
And to get the programmers all on the same page. So that's all. I'm sorry, Bill.
No, thank you.
Well, Robin didn't have a problem with it last time, but I'll ask her. Tom, are you next?
Yes. Okay. FCC does not need to be notified on an internal issue. As long as we are not violating FCC regulations as far as, you know, broadcasting, you know, and as long as the programmers do not announce that type of campaign, then we will be okay. You know, it's an internal thing. It's a competition between programmers, you know, and we don't want to say on the air, well, hey, I got the best program in the world. No, you're not. You know, you got other people out there that have programs just like you do. So, with that said, then leave it all back to you.
All right. Does anybody else have any ideas? I think the idea of the mask as a premium is a really good idea. I have not gotten one yet. But do we? I would like them to tell us. So I'm going to say T. Allen would like to know what premiums are available in this drive.
They're listed on the website.
Okay. Thank you.
When you drop the pledges, you have all these pledge gifts that you can look for, like T-shirts, hats, the mask, keychain, socks, you name it.
That's always been on the website.
Well, you know, I don't remember it. I've kind of gotten away from going on the website because to me it's not very much fun being on that website.
I would suggest that you go back and look at the website. Maybe you will find something different.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other ideas?
Well, this is Nancy.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
If we could have a picture of the items, because, you know, they're listed on the kpfd.org by lines of print, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
If we had a picture of these things, and that's something we could put on our social media, right? Can
mm-hmm.
we put a picture on the social media? Like the KPFD Peace Tee, the Bear Witness shirt, what else is here? I'm looking. Peace hoodie.
So you'd like it on the website, on Facebook, and the email blast.
Well, I mean, they're not on the website. It would be nice, but if it's too much trouble, if we could have just pictures of it, and then we could send it to our friends or to our groups of people, that organizations we know, or put it on social media so they can see what it looks
send,
like.
Okay, so I'm going to say you would like pictures of the premiums on the website, the Facebook, and email blast, or send the pics to us so we can send them out.
Yes, yeah, so people like visual things, and of course you have to be careful, make sure you have the right price with the right shirt. I think they're $90 T-shirts. Let me see, is the Bear Witness the same price? Yeah, Bear Witness and the KPFD Peace Tee. I think that's a black T-shirt with peace on the front of it in white letters. I don't know what wood and wire. Oh, it's a CD. Okay. Mm. Oh, and the KPFD 50th anniversary. Yeah, we should hurry up and get rid of those because it's already coming up to 51.
Well, I think we should have some funny kind of after 50th party or something. But anyway, we'll come to that. Anything else that comes to your mind that we can do for this pledge drive? Adopt a programmer and help them promote the station.
And Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, there are pictures, either photos or drawings of a lot of these things on the website. We need to be careful creating more work for Robin to do. We should be asking how can we help her and David. But there are pictures already. So if you want to send somebody a picture, just copy that. Copy some of the images or the hoodie, there's the anniversary t-shirt, there's the KPFT mask, anniversary 50th anniversary coffee mug, tote bag, you know, stuff like that.
I have
so,
never seen these things. I'm looking.
Just click on the donate button on the website.
I did.
Okay.
I don't see them.
I'm looking at it right now.
Does it show
it's on the Allegiance. It's on the Allegiance website, you know, but that's the page for our donate thing.
And that's what I'm on.
In the right column? Look at the right sidebar.
Well, I'm looking at a smartphone, and maybe the smartphone does not let me see pictures.
Oh, that's possible. Well, scroll down to the bottom. Maybe they're there. But you're right. You may not be able to see them on the phone because it's not wide enough. Or turn your phone 90 degrees, maybe it'll show up.
Okie doke. Any other ideas for this pledge drive? Let me say one thing, if there's no one else. Anybody else? Let me say this. I know it's late for this drive, but for a future drive, when I was at Grassroots Radio Conference, there was a woman out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they had a drawing. If you pledged prior to a certain date, they would put your name in for a drawing. Now, I don't know whether that counts as a raffle or not. Wendy, is there a limit to how many raffles we can have in a year?
Yes, there is. Raffles is only two per year, but that's not a raffle. That's you can write in and get yourself added to the list for the drawing. It doesn't have to be before the drive. Usually they do it during, you know, every day at stations that do it, or every Friday or whatever day they do
it. A local business that donated a scooter every year. And they also had like a jewelry store or a gift store that donated like a handmade plate that was a piece of art. Those are two that I remember. But, of course, being in the drawing for the scooter was very popular. I just think if we could get ahead just a little bit and encourage people to donate in advance more. I guess at this point we're going to have to have people plan a little bit more rather than just doing it spontaneously. If people could plan a little bit in advance, it would help. So that's my idea, which I will put in the other column for future pledge drive.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead.
When Howard Reach Out in the Darkness, when Howard and I forgot his daughter's name. Darn it. Wendy, do you remember her name? I can't remember. Anyway, they have a kind of a premium that they make sometimes. Like one time they did all dancing songs. They made a collection on a CD, and they were mailing it to the people that pledged so much, a certain
amount.
You
have to have copyright permission on those kind of things.
So he was doing it without? I'm asking.
Probably. I'm swearing. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to say that. Maybe he did have permission.
Yeah, don't say anything. Okay. Well, I know that. But I better not talk.
One of our other stations is more known for that than us, but I don't know which one it could be. So anyway, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that.
Okay.
We need to go that way. We should find something great.
All right. Well,
not the right infringement.
Okay. So would you say your suggestion, Nancy, is that
no,
that we have
I'm
a special premium?
Gosh, I'm in trouble now. I'm just
you're
saying
not in
it was
trouble.
Very popular. Yeah. It was popular and it worked. And a lot of people were anyway, they did very well. They're passing their goal before we went into COVID. I don't know how they're doing since, but they usually do very well in there. And they have lots of, last time they had 42, last Monday night, they said they had 42, what do you call it, people asking to play 42 different songs. And so they were asking people, be patient, they can't take that many song requests.
Night. Oh, so you're saying that for a donation they'll play a song request?
No, no, no. They do that all the time. It's a request show.
Okay.
But they're getting very popular, and they usually pass their goal. And this is a late show from 9 p.m. to midnight. Mm-hmm. And last Monday night, Howard said something about the new manager. Said no more safe harbor hours after during the night. Who wanted to get rid of the words you're not supposed to say. And I don't know, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I just fill that in. Okay, I'm
Well,
finished.
It's nice to know that their show is so popular. Hopefully it will generate donations. Okay, so item number 5B is special promotion.
They're doing well. Teresa, they're doing well.
Good. Good. So he takes the song requests a week in advance and plays them the following week.
Yes, yes. She gives her telephone out and she asks them to text her. And so after it's
that's
texted,
a very good idea. People look forward to tuning in the following week.
Yes,
that's
to hear
a very
the song.
Good idea.
That's the
okay.
only way they can do.
All right. Well, Nancy, I'm going to put that comment under other efforts to reach listeners under outreach. Okay. So, anybody want to say anything about special promotions, or we can just postpone doing this until some other month? Anything else pressing on your mind that you want to discuss now? Nancy, then Bill.
Yeah, about Howard making those compilations and making a premium. And also there's another one, Howling the Blues, James Nagel and Baby Doll Colleen. They do that too, and they have a little raffle. Like they put the names of all the people who donated into a bucket, and then they pick one, and then they give something. So we should sort of ask management to make sure things are okay about copyright, that we don't want to get into trouble with that.
Madam Chair.
Okay. I'm not really knowing what I've done or what I've said is legal or maybe it's okay. They've done it correctly. I don't know. But anyway, when he said about copyright, I got scared. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay. Who else said they wanted to speak?
Teresa.
Tom, go ahead.
Mike Lewis was on the stack.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mike, go ahead.
This is just an idea, like income tax time's coming up in towards March and April, and
yeah.
There's a lot of people in Houston that donate to universities and other schools at that time period. If we could find some people that wanted to donate and get tax write-offs around income tax time to KPFT.
Okay. Okay.
Tom, the stack.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry, Nancy. Wasn't trying to scare you. Okay.
No problem. We're just brainstorming, so... we're not going to go after anybody if they maybe suggest something that there's some qualifications on it. Any other ideas for special promotions or other? Hearing now, we're going to go to outreach issues. Anybody want to say anything about social media?
Mike Lewis for the stack.
Mike and then Nancy. Go ahead, Mike.
I was letting you know I still am going to put out this week on my Facebook page of donating to KPFT And I'm encouraging everybody on development and LSB to get on Facebook page and Twitter to start putting some, you know, people to drop donations on KPFT on social media so we can start racking that up. Because I've already raised today $85 for the pledge drive.
Okay. Okay. So you're suggesting this be done. You're going to do this on Twitter or Facebook or what?
I'm doing it on Facebook. You can look on my Facebook page, Mike Lewis KPFT, and it's I already have the item on there to start donating. I've got it up. I'm going to try to raise about $500 in the next month on Facebook.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
So we go to Facebook and go to Mike Lewis KPFT.
Yes, and I have a pledge on the Facebook. I already have it up.
Okay, good. All right, anybody else? Who's next?
Nancy.
Go ahead.
Tom and then Nancy. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, no, go ahead, Nancy. My fault.
All right, go ahead, Nancy.
I have a question. I missed yesterday's lecture or presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like anybody who went to give us a real quickie report.
All right, Tom, you want to give us a kind of a synopsis of what we did?
Oh, yeah. What we did, Nancy, was we discussed the social media, like going on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and setting up a program to push KPFT during Fund Drive. So that's what we discussed.
Well, Hank Lamb gave a presentation, and I sent everyone, you should have received this, Nancy. He sent some tutorials that Facebook has available. He also sent three of the pitches that he has used in the past. One was for Giving Tuesday, and I think the other two were for maybe his birthday. And it was only about a paragraph long. He did one thing that he mentioned was that it was particularly more effective if you have some organizations that you are a member of, if you ask them if you can post it. I forget the terminology for it. Maybe you know it, Tom or Mike.
It's getting permission to post on their page.
Yeah.
Who you're donating to.
Yes. So he said that he had not been turned down, but I think it was primarily music organizations that he approached. And so he would say, you know, KPFT plays this kind of music. He also did mention, for example, the KKK bombing, and mentioned that KKK was very strong and headquartered in Pasadena at the time. So he was putting a little bit of education. He was educating people at the same time while he was talking about the bombing. 'Cause I guess most people are probably not aware of where and when KKK was so popular in the Harris County area. So
I'll do.
Bill for the stack.
I think it was on his birthday. He probably mentioned music. It was probably a pitch to the music through some sort of music societies or organizations, and he raised over $1,000. He also said that he was able to go in and raise the goal several times. So if the goal was reached, then he could go in and raise it. All right. Was it Nancy and then Bill?
No, not Nancy.
Not Nancy. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thanks. I don't know if you asked Robin, but, you know, one of my concerns with doing the fundraising go to Facebook Pay is that I don't think KPFT gets all the information that they need for membership. I mean, Facebook makes it easy. You just put in the dollar amount. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they don't ask for your – I'm not sure if we even get their email address, much less phone number or mailing address or any of that other kind of stuff. Hopefully we get their name. We get the money, which is good. It takes a little while. But when I've used Facebook before for to raise money for KPFT, I just say, like for my birthday, I'll say, just go to this, click on this link, and just link to our KPFT's donation page. And that way it goes directly there. It prompts them to what to fill out. They can select a thank you gift if they want one, you know, all that stuff. Is there any reason not to do that? It just seems like that would be better than doing the Facebook pay thing, because plus, you know, a lot of us just don't like using Facebook for privacy issues. And so, you know, but if you send people to our KPFT's own donation page, we're automatically going to get the information we need, and we don't have to share with Facebook the information.
I think that it did come out in our conversation that Facebook took the donations, I believe, through PayPal, and therefore they did have the person's address and they did have the person's email address.
Yes, that was mentioned.
And they figured, see, Robin was not on the call, was she?
No, she was not.
Robin was not on the call. I did talk with her briefly. She said the one advantage was that you could, just by the touch of a button, you could ask your friends again.
That's right. It's super easy. That's why you do it.
You can invite everybody on your Facebook page.
And
like
Robin,
I
do need to ask Robin again if she bothers to get email and address from people. Because when I did give...
So can I clarify?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've been gone for a couple of years already, but it does, like, it gives people the option to include their email. I don't think it gives them room for their address, but there's a place they can voluntarily give you more information. It's just that it doesn't. But what it does do, if you put it on your own page and somebody clicks on it, it tells you it came from that person's page. And so you have a way to contact the people through Facebook, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, they're recommending it just because it's another, more. Some people just stay on Facebook all the time, you know, and you start trying to send them to our page and they'll get lost. So it's some people will like it that way. Some people will like it other ways. You know, if you provide every way, you're more likely to get a donation.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to say anything about social media? Okay. Anyone want to say anything about the website? I did send something to our general manager and say that it was a high priority for us to get the website improved. Is
Tom,
there any objection with me reiterating that?
Tom, this is Tech.
Go ahead, Tom.
Our general manager right now at this time is trying to organize things for the station. Bobby Modad is responsible for our website, and I think that we need to, you know, what Bobby's supposed to do his job, let him do his job, and let our station manager take care of our station.
Yeah, well, he takes care of Bobby, too, so don't, you know, it's, we can't tell any employee to do anything. The manager does.
Right.
We're just giving feedback.
Yeah. No. Nancy's right. Nancy's right. You're right, Nancy.
Wendy.
That was Teresa.
I'm sorry, Wendy. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anybody want to say anything about the email blast?
Well, wait. The website. You know, the problem is that Bobby's just too busy. He's got too much stuff to do. He can't do everything all by himself, and he won't relinquish control. And Robin doesn't have time either. And same thing with the Facebook and all that stuff. You know, we've had volunteers in the past help with Facebook, and they've been shut out. And so, I don't know, David needs to find people he can trust who can help with that stuff. I think that should be a goal, rather than dump more stuff on Bobby. He doesn't have time.
May I ask really quickly, what specific things on the website would you like improved?
Well, we need regular content that's new, you know, all the time. That's what brings people back. You know, if you go there and it's old stuff, you know, you're not going to go there again.
What else do we need?
I have one.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I think from the KPFK newsletter or something, I saw, you know, get this Pacifica app, which I actually clicked on it this time instead of just saying, oh, yeah, I should get that thing sometime. But I clicked on it, and it's got a link on there to the news feed. Or maybe I saw it through Ursula's email for the affiliates network. I don't know. There's a link on there that I was wondering. I was thinking about suggesting that it could. It seems like it's headlines from Democracy Now! And maybe the Pacifica News that they do at KPFA and KPFK.
That's an old app, and I don't think it's been maintained for about 3 years. It doesn't work on my phone. It hasn't worked on my phone for several years.
Well, I don't know about the app, but this link that it led me to somehow did have current news headlines that looked like it could possibly be one of those automatic populating things. I guess I should find it. I should have sent it at the time, but I will try and do that.
Okay.
Could I answer your other question, Teresa?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I mean, just as an example, you go to the front page, kpft.org. It's got Pacific Oriental Archives History for the Holidays on November 10th, Giving Tuesday for KPFT, that's November.
Mm-hmm.
2020 isn't quite over yet.
Mm-hmm.
It does have R&B Gold Thursday at noon. That was January 21st. And then it has a thing about the Classic Country Rewind, which is what's on Saturday mornings now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you probably heard a lot about that. So, and there's, and everything else is old stuff, too. So we're not giving people reasons to go to our website to find out about new things, unless they're curious about that Classic Country Rewind. But it doesn't say much about that either. So we just need content. I mean, that's...
Okay.
And, you know, highlighting programs. I mean, this takes work. That's why we need a program director, too. But, you know, or somebody, it could be volunteers, who could contact programmers and say, hey, let us know who you're going to be featuring on your show the next week or two. And, of course, it has to be early enough that we can get it up on the website and preferably on social media, too, to forward promote it. You know, if you have a special guest, for example, or an interview.
That's the kind of thing would be useful. The manager must be thinking of things like this. I mean, he would have seen that website as being as inadequate as it was, and I'm sure it's part of the plan.
But he needs to be willing to let other people, volunteers, help with that. That's my point. Even if they don't.
The terminology of one thing that that David used was appointment programming. Like a person says, my show is from 1 to 3. I'm going to play these 4 songs, and then I'm going to interview so and so.
Yeah, some of them do that. Some of them do that already.
At that time, they say, oh, we just interviewed so-and-so, and at the top of the next hour, I'm going to interview somebody. And then when you go to that person maybe mentions something from the next show. If we had something where we asked all programmers to give one thing that listeners could look forward to that other people could say, so in the mind of the listener sets appointments. Well, I've got to tune in because I want to hear Sandy interview this person, for example, or I want to hear Egberto Willis interview this person on such and such a day and such time. But you're right, we're not doing that because we don't have a program director that regularly communicates with programmers.
Actually, Sandy did it for his last show. Of course, it wasn't on the website. But he did forward promote at the beginning of his show. He said, we're going to have our new GM on at 4:30 or whatever the time was.
Okay.
And he was.
Yeah,
so that was,
Okay. So anybody want to say anything about the email blast?
What email blast?
The email that we send out to our listeners. I think it should
when
be
was the last time.
I think it should be sent out either once a week or every, I mean, I think it should be sent out on a regular basis so the listeners can count on it. But what do I know?
There's something else maybe we could help with if they let us. We need to find out, you know, writing it, getting content for that is another job, so it takes time. But it would, I think it's a really good idea.
Okay. Any other special efforts that we need to discuss to reach listeners?
Nancy?
Go ahead, Nancy.
About the website, of all the five stations, I sort of liked the KPFK one that Ali Alexa takes care of.
Yeah.
It's so moving. It's. I mean, physically, it's moving. You've seen things about the shows and podcasts. Are is it that one or KPFA? KPFA is a little naked, but KPFK, the Los Angeles one. Y'all take a look at it when you. And then what I like about it is they have the show that is on the air. You've got a telephone number or text. Or an email so you can communicate. And KPFA is doing that too. And that's how they get some of their news, local news, because people call it in.
Say that again. Say that again, Nancy. Where do you want these things? On the website?
No. I'm just saying, y'all take a look at those two stations. There's one thing that I really like is that the show that's on the air, it has a telephone number that you can call or text. And it has an email that you can, I think it's an email. Maybe it's just call or text. But it has where you can communicate with whoever's got the mic. It's interesting. And so some local news is collected and contributed by listeners. Of course, it has to pass the KPFA, who's the director? Laura Preves. I don't know how to say her name. Preves. And she has to okay it, but. That's what one of the, Janine Etter, that's what she was telling the National Programming Committee. They get a lot of their local news from the listeners. They call it in. Listeners call it in. That's real connection there. That's what we must
Is that in Berkeley or L.A.?
Berkeley, but L.A. also has a telephone or text number right there under the show, and it says what show is playing. Now, we do say what show is playing, but they have a telephone number you can call and text in. Now, they have
it's because they have live shows.
Yeah, they. Well, no, not exactly. Not a lot of them are pre-records. Most of all five stations are still in pre-record mode. So it's not. I mean, I thought the others were doing a lot of live shows. They're not. A lot of people got sick, and they're doing pre-records, and some archive shows. So we're not really. I mean, they have the capability of doing more live than we do, of course, but it's not really that big difference. I'm disappointed. So, I'm finished. Just take a look at their website when you want, and then click on a show that's live, and then you see what I'm talking about. So one day we'll get going and consider that. That's really nice, because if people know that they don't have to call in to give a message, that they can text it in, they might do that.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you. Nancy, I'm sorry to say I'm going to have to listen to the tape. I told you I was going to put something down under any special efforts to reach the listeners, and I just have your name down there, not what it was. Any other new business that needs to be discussed?
Yeah, no, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
About the banners that Wendy and I came up with, that idea with LED
uh-huh.
lights on it where people can have them
uh-huh.
in their cars when they're shopping, so it,
uh-huh.
it attracts attention. I was thinking we need to have a sewing team of volunteers making these things, mm-hmm. and then we send them to whoever we're going to send them to. I guess sustainers. Wendy was suggesting sustainers should get these things. But we need money to buy the material and the lights.
Well, we have to make one. I never really developed it. I think I just told you, Nancy. to the committee, it was that we were thinking we should have something. There's this stuff called EL wire, or even those little LED lights that I use for my balloons that are bendable wire. I was thinking we could make kind of a little thing that lights up at night, that's a banner thing that says 90.1 or KPFT or something catchy that tells people about KPFT. At the time, we were thinking it would be for people shopping at night, and you would see it in their car, and they could find their car easier, and other people would see their car. But it could be just for driving around at night. But the thing is, it has to be at night, so there probably needs to be events again, and we need to make one, Nancy, or a couple of different prototypes and see if we could make them affordable or not, but it would be really cool if we could do it.
Yeah, so I think we need a sewing team. And in another way, a sewing team could make patches, you know, lightweight patches of a show name or KPFT.
Could you two work on this a little bit more and develop the idea a little bit more and before you present it to us?
Yeah. Well, does anybody on this committee know how to sew?
Yeah, I have a sewing machine.
Yeah, I know how to sew, but I would like you to kind of write this up a little bit more before you present it to us.
Yeah, we got to make a couple of them, Nancy.
Yeah, we're going to have to make it because I don't think anybody can understand what we're talking about. But I think we could even put it on during the daytime because the lights that are like strobe lights, flashing lights, I think they'll attract attention even though it's, you know, daylight.
Okay. Well, we got to work on it.
I'm going to make a notation that we're going to discuss this next month when you have a little bit more information. So the next item on the agenda is set the next meeting. I'm looking at KPFTX. On the 9th of February, we have the Finance Committee at 7:30. So we could have a 6 p.m. meeting on the 9th, or we could go with the 16th of February, which is the following Tuesday.
Whoa. You mean March?
I'm sorry. No, yeah,
February.
I'm talking about March.
Oh.
March.
March.
I'm like 16th of February?
March. March 9th or March 16th? I'm thinking maybe...
16th.
The 16th? You want to go with the 16th, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go...
When does the National Finance Committee meet, Teresa?
The 9th and the 23rd.
Dates changed?
9th and the 23rd.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. 16th is fine with me.
I do want to say something. Just a minute here. Let me put March 9th on here before I...
You mean 16th?
I'm sorry, March 16, 2021. Okay.
Same time?
Yeah, 6 p.m. 6 p.m.
And can you ask Robin if that's a good time for her?
Okay. All right. So I do want you to say, I believe that, Bill, you sent something out asking if people wanted to sign up for committees. If you want to remain on this committee, please... sign up to be on this committee?
No, that was for national committees.
Oh, national committees. Okay. Well, people need to sign up for local committees, too, and I'm assuming that technically our, you know, we're not really...
Well, we ran out of time at the last meeting, the last LSP meeting, so we didn't really get to that at all. So.
Well, does everybody that's on this committee right now want to continue on this committee?
I certainly do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, if there's no objection, then I'm going to contact all of the people that have not been attending, and we will ask at the next LSB meeting if people want to continue, who wants to be on this committee, and I will send something into Otis that makes sure that everybody. It receives new notifications, so because we have a fair number of people that haven't attended in a while, okay? So if there is nothing additional, it's time to adjourn. It's 7:12 Central Time. I'm sorry?
Tom to the stack.
Go ahead, Tom.
Don't you remember we were going to ask everybody if they wanted to go stream on Zoom?
Oh, good question. Tom is willing to use his Zoom number to have our meetings by Zoom. There is one issue with that. He does not want his number given out put on KPFTX, because if it is put on KPFTX, other people could try to use it, and we could also be Zoom bombed.
This is Wendy.
Yeah, go ahead, Wendy.
Zoom is free, and why don't we just make an account for the committee?
Zoom is only free in 40-minute increments. So
if we had
40 minutes, then you would be knocked off and you'd have to call back in if you don't pay money.
Yeah.
Wendy, I pay for Zoom every month, and I'm willing to...
Sorry. I thought she said yours was 40 minutes also.
No, mine is... I can go all day on my Zoom. Oh,
this is Bill for the second.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, if it's a problem publicizing it, why don't we just stick with Maestro? I don't have a problem sticking with Maestro anyway. It's, you know, I don't think having the video adds much, and, you know, a lot of us might prefer just to do audio only anyway, even if it's on Zoom. But, I mean, either way is okay with me, but I don't think the video really adds anything or much to this meeting.
Okay.
I'm just really what concerns me is that I don't want our Zoom number given out to the whole world, because
right,
not good. I don't mind inviting people if somebody says we want to be involved, fine. But I don't want it posted so internationally on KPFTX people can see it. That's not a good thing.
Nancy to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
We're a violation of CPB open meetings policy by not posting the Maestro telephone number and the code number. If you look at the meetings list, all the other committees of the other stations, they're posting. And the reason is you violate open meetings policy by not giving people a way to join. You're closing the meeting, and that becomes a secret meeting. And the bad part is that we are so close to getting in compliance. We're so close. The 2019 audit supposed to be finished last week, hasn't been finished yet, but once we get that finished and pay for it, then we'll be able to do the 2020 audit, which is due June of this year. Then we'll be able to ask CPB for funding. But if we have been violating open meetings policy, I mean, Teresa, all the other stations are doing, do you want us not to get that $150,000 funding or
I think you are in error, Nancy. We are a working group, and I'm going to put it back on the agenda. I want to put it back on the agenda. We are a subcommittee of the LSB. So we are not really a committee, and to make us do acrobatics, I just don't think it's necessary. It's just because somebody in New York wants to control us, what we do, or somebody wants us to be such sticklers for parliamentary procedure, I don't think it's necessary. And I think that it's partially a problem with calling us a committee when we're not really a committee. We're a subcommittee.
Right now,
really don't think that because we don't post our contact phone number that we're going to lose our license or lose CPB money. I just don't think so.
Bill, for the second.
Unlike any other radio stations, we have so many committees. I can't think of any other affiliate or any other community radio station that, in fact, I bet you if you check on the board meetings of KUHF, for example, I bet you they don't publicize those phone numbers to the whole world. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, it's totally incorrect that we may get our CPB funding back at any time in the near future. I mean, we're probably several years away at least. Pacifica got kicked out of CPB. I mean, it's really serious. They you know, after 9 years of warnings, we got kicked out, basically. And the only time, it seems like, in the last year we're making any progress on audits is when we get PPP funding, and then they get to indirectly use some of that, like to pay the huge debt we have to NEDA and to our auditor so they can get the, like, that's how they got the last audit going again. And, you know, what are we going to do after we run through this current round of money? We probably won't have enough. But when CPB told Pacifica, you're kicked out. If you want to get it back in, you have to reapply. They're not even taking applications now. They haven't been, like, for a year. And so maybe it'll change with the new FCC. Biden's probably got his hands full with other things. But, you know, that's a really long process, and we'll have to wait till we get completely qualified again before we can even reapply. And so anyway, just don't expect, no matter what we do, I think we should try to comply with the regulations, but we're not getting our money back anytime soon. And another thing, another problem too, is that we lost CPB's coverage of our music royalties. I mean, that's a real serious problem. KPFA joined NFCB so that they would cover them. I don't think any of the other stations have done that. That's another thing that KPFT needs to find money to pay for, because we could get in really serious trouble with the recording industry, with the record companies.
That was already paid last year, Bill. Lydia announced.
What was paid?
The music, for the music copyright.
I think that was just for KPFA, and I think it was just for that year anyway. Well, you better find out. I don't think all the stations are covered. I never heard that.
We're not covered, Nancy.
Right now, WPFW Outreach and Development, they're meeting right at this moment, and they have their telephone number and their code number. Ellen Carter posted.
No, I'm talking about music royalties. That's what I was talking about.
Yes, I know. You're going off a tangent. I just think.
Well, you mentioned CPB.
Put it down. You should put it down. And to say that it's all right,
put what down?
Violation of the bylaws and the CPB open meetings.
Well, actually, Robin, our phone number is listed on our Maestro number for this meeting right now. It is listed on KPFTX. The issue was if we go to Zoom,
listed. It's not listed, Teresa.
Well, it should be.
No, it's not.
Well, it should be.
I'm sorry. It wasn't listed last month either.
Tom, to the stack.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right. I withdraw my offer. Let's just settle that right now. I'll withdraw the offer. Just leave it on micro whatever.
We will stay with Maestro at least for next month, and I will talk to the administrator, the Maestro administrator, about the posting of this number.
No, I do not want to post it, period. I already said I'm withdrawing my offer, period.
I agree, but I'm talking about the fact that Nancy is claiming right now that our Maestro number is not listed. Our Maestro number went out.
It's not. Look at it. KPFTX, you look at it. It's not there. And if you look on the meeting list, it's not there either. But you see WPFWs, and they're meeting right now. It's posted.
I saw that on KPFTX. But my argument is we are not going to lose CPB funding because our number
it's violation of the bylaws, Teresa. Does that mean anything to you?
Actually, in the time of COVID, I do not have the capability of dumping somebody off this call if they are being obstructive. And there are people that have in the past taken the time to get on meetings and just yell and be obstructive. That's why I started calling this a working group, and I put it on the agenda to have the LSB confirm that this is a working group, not a committee, specifically because of your argument that we're going to lose CPB funding. First you say that it's something that we should do for the CPB, then you say it's in breach of our bylaws. Our bylaws were set up for us to have an open meeting where people could come and sit down. Well, right now we're in a COVID thing, and one person could make this meeting a living hell just by screeching every time anybody spoke. And people used to do it by,
This is Bill. I'm leaving. So, bye, everybody.
Hello.
Meeting over.
Teresa?
No. I don't know. Maybe yeah. Teresa, are you muted, Teresa?
Yes, Tom. Do you want to move that we adjourn?
Yes, I'm
moving. Let's go.
No reason for this argument. Let's just adjourn.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I think this was pretty productive, except the fact that we were missing our development director and our GM. And thank you all so much. Okay? Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
It's 7:54 p.m. Central. Bye.